Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, aka Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And A, we started a podcast. Today, we are going to go, you know how we been doing reviews for albums, older albums, just to do a deep dive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went through choices. First, Oh, yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly, I did. Mm-hmm. And then you did Ready to Die by Biggie.
Yeah.
And you had
Big John.
Yeah, Dark Sky Paradise,
Dark
was
Sky
it?
Paradise, yeah.
So now we're doing it again, but in reverse order. So he goes first, and he chose Country Grammar by Nelly. And
Finally, he did something else.
I know. Finally, he talking about Nelly all the time. So finally, we's like, let's do a deep dive into his first album, right? And we're only doing the original album, not the deluxe, right?
Yeah, I don't know much about the deluxe. I don't know those last two songs.
They hot, though. I played them for you. What did you think about them?
They're all right.
Actually, I shouldn't even say I played them for you. I cut Icy off real quick.
They're all right.
You didn't, like, come over?
They're all right.
Oh, that's
I feel like it doesn't.
What do you think about them?
Nigga, I don't remember right now.
Oh, shit.
I feel like.
Okay.
I don't know. They don't fit in my memories of Country Grammar, though. That's why I don't accept them.
I got you. They were more from that era.
Yeah.
So they chucked them on there. Because remember, back then, they weren't. What? When did it come out? It says, on here it says 2020 because I'm looking at the deluxe. Let me get over there and look at the first one. And it was 2000. There weren't no deluxe albums in 2000.
Yeah.
When your album was out, your album was out.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, now that I got the right one on deck, we'll only go about the review of that one. So we'll start with the intro. What do you think about the intro? Cedric the Entertainer.
Like, the intro is like one of those intros that I'll never forget. I never forget it. Like, I even actually, freaking Lewis will say he'll tell you. I sent it to Lewis so he could do an intro for me for one of my mixes.
Oh, really?
I said,
I want
something like this. Mm. He did something too. I'll let you listen to it earlier, but I want something like this, like for a mix.
Mm.
I like it. I like the jokiness of it and the realness of it.
Cedric
did a good job. I don't know if at the time I even knew who Cedric the Entertainer was at the time.
Not. I did. When was the Kings of Comedy? Do you know?
Right around that time.
And I knew Cedric before that because I seen him on Comic View.
Yeah.
He was always one of my favorite comedians for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's funny. Even though people would say he stole jokes.
Start that shit.
No.
I'm just saying.
Was you capper?
I don't know if I'd say capper. But when you look at the joke side by side, I don't think I'd say stolen. I'd say more inspiration. Because the joke itself of what the joke is about is not the same at all. Only the motions that they do in the joke is the same. So that's where it's like, I don't feel that. But anyways.
You saw his response to that?
Who, Cedric's?
Yeah, Cedric, yeah.
It was long-winded.
He basically said that he'd been doing the joke before even it was filmed on Comic View.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And which is true.
Yeah.
Because comedians do their jokes through the comedy circuit before it gets filmed. That's how they perfect it, right?
I believe him. I believe he'd been doing it in small like areas where nobody's recording it.
Me too. And like I said, the only thing is pantomime him being in the car.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you straight up, Cat Williams and Cedric the Entertainer, those aren't even the only two people I've seen jokes where you're riding in a car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to say that is like they were totally different. So, but anyways, I digress.
Well, y'all niggas went off like a topic quick.
Yeah. Because my point in that was. My point in that was to say that, because I watched The Dark Side of Comedy and they say a lot, you can't just steal a joke and become famous of it because you still have to be funny in delivering it. And they delivered it totally different. So that's, yeah. So kick that out of there. Anyways, Cedric and this, it was cool. Like I said, he is funny.
Yeah, I felt like you guys said Kings of Comedy was probably around this time too. I'm not sure though.
I can't remember right
now. But I know Cedric was getting hot at this time anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And I feel like Nelly just took advantage of, but put him in the right position.
And they from the same place, right?
Yeah.
So they're big enough St. Louis.
And it was a funny intro.
It was funny. It was funny.
You can't reach me, call over to my cousin.
And you can tell it's older because he talked about pagers.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got no pager no more.
It was a funny intro to me, man.
Same time. Came out in 2000.
Wow. So Cedric was hot. He was really out there. And then Nelly said, Frick, you wasn't on this freaking, I need you on this intro. And wrote the album.
Yeah. And it was dope.
I know it was a great intro to the song too.
Yeah.
It just.
Yes, you're right.
That's how it dropped.
Because the intro was basically St. Louis based.
Yeah.
And then this first song, which we'll discuss now, was St. Louis.
Yes.
Which is all about St. Louis. And no one can deny that as far as hip hop goes, Nelly was the first one to put St. Louis on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who was from St. Louis before Nelly?
I can't remember. I can't think of nobody.
Heck,
it could be, but he was
not big. Well, we know
he was the top. Yeah. He's the top. Whoever did it.
Who was from there since then, Nelly?
I think Chingy.
I don't know.
I think it was Chingy. I think he rapped. I think so. I feel like he had a Chingy video with that little arch that they always talk about. Yeah.
Right.
I think so, man. I think it was Chingy.
So, in regards to the song, what do you think?
Awesome song.
It's St. Louis.
It's a song that I'll never forget again, man. It's just the cadence. And it's like an anthem. If I was from St. Louis, I would be killing this song.
Yeah, it's anthem is a perfect word for it.
It's a freaking, you can find me in St. Louis. With a gun play, rain all day.
Nah.
Some got jobs and some sell, yay. Others just smoking.
Yeah.
I'm the home of the red fox.
Yeah, 7 minutes in.
No, but this, yeah. When I first heard this, I'll be honest, when I got this album, I wasn't allowed to listen to cursing music.
No.
I was just playing this on the low.
Sneaking.
Just sneaking playing this, but I was like, man, this sound bad though.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is this song wasn't even pushed.
Because it wasn't a single or not, neither.
It wasn't pushed. And when I heard it, I just liked it. I was like, yo, this gutter right now, bro.
And it's a perfect opening track.
Yeah.
It makes you want to hear the rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't remember what other albums we talked. I think we talked about another album recently where the first track was perfect opener, but this was definitely perfect opening. Like, yep, representing right off the bat.
This open, I agree with you. This opened us to Nelly. I mean, this didn't really
open us to St. Louis.
Yeah, it opened us to St. Louis more than Nelly. Like, Nelly was, he told the hits before, like, we heard this song, but this opened the album and was like,
yeah,
yo, you gotta listen to more of this album.
True that.
There's some hidden songs in this album we're not hearing right now, but the track is good.
Yeah, it's a dope track. What do you think about that one, too?
I think the beat is awesome, too.
Me over here doing research.
Yeah,
y'all saying some shit, and I'm trying to research it for us right now.
I was going
to
say, because you mentioned the beat. The beats on his album is hot.
Oh, yeah.
So you said when what rapper was up before Nelly to put St. Louis
on? So St. Louis, yeah.
Akon.
Yeah.
He ain't a rapper, he's a singer.
Well, they classify him as a rapper.
Well, they got to fix that.
So is it Akon rapper?
Akon from Africa, man.
Did Akon come before?
Nelly, years active, 96 to present.
Yeah, but when did he put his first album out? I thought he was from some different country.
No, bro, he's from here. He's from North America.
All right,
but I'm guessing his parents are probably from over here or some shit. Right?
Parents from
cool.
And Chingy, you're right. Chingy was
Chingy.
From
yeah,
all right.
Chingy Murphy Lee.
I remember.
What's his name? Gibbs Nibs.
Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Jibs.
All right. So.
All right. They got a scene
now. I don't even know what song y'all niggas was talking about. What song you talking about?
St. Louis, the first song.
Oh, yeah. No, that's hot. That's hot as shit. Nigga, I'm drunk.
The honesty kicks in.
That's funny. I like that pause. You like that, like, dead air, that pause right before it?
I'm drunk.
Fuck. Nah, you need to play it for you?
No, you don't need to play it for me.
I got
you guys probably already said this, but I wasn't paying attention. But the intro fits that song.
Smooth intro into it.
I mean, like,
it's perfect into it.
It wasn't like the one of the biggest hits off the album, but it definitely fits the album perfectly. Mm-hmm. Because you're introducing Nelly,
yeah,
just in that song alone, right? So, and you're introducing St. Louis, of course, right in that song. So, no, man, it was good. It was a great song. I like it.
With a gunplay ring all day, na na na.
Put me on the spot like that when I'm looking out like this.
I got this album, but this album, when we finish going through this. Like,
of course you do.
You got a what?
Yeah.
Say something about the album.
It just.
You know he's going to say it throughout the whole time
Something about it. Like, if I deep it, he really, like. Anyway, I don't know if I should say it now. I'll say it at the end. He really takes us on, like, a. Not nursery rhyme, but it's a lot of, like.
It's a lot of story in it.
Yeah, it's a lot of outside play.
Yeah.
Like, it's like. That's like dun, 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 and then you go on to them other hits too.
Yeah.
They a little
They
take you on that, like, you know.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
I think that's probably. I don't know. I'm not from St. Louis, but that could be their style. That time, 2000.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the next song, Greed, Hate, Envy.
Yeah.
Greed, Hate, Envy. What do you think about that one?
I feel like this song is he talking about the streets of St. Louis. I don't know. I shouldn't say some. I feel like he's talking about the streets of St. Louis.
He must be because this is his first album, right?
Yeah.
And remember, he wasn't. We talked about this. How back in the day, like say like a DMX, even a Nas, whatever, they did features, and they built up something. Then they came with the album, where Nelly, as far as we know, in the mainstream. He came out of nowhere. So,
yeah.
So I feel like the other artists that had a career in the industry and came out, if they said stuff, it could be about the industry, right?
Yeah.
Where Nelly is more about, like you said, the streets. It's where he came from.
Yeah.
This is every song of this is what hit home with him and came from him. So, yeah, when he's talking about the greed, hate, and envy, he's talking about his neighborhood, right?
Yeah, he really talking about, I think he's talking about how they coming up. From St. Louis now, and he out there now, and like it's this is what he's seen. This is what he's been through. The greed, hate, envy. They will do trust game. Don't let the game trust. Like
it's fuck the game. Don't let the game fuck you now.
It's just a part of coming up. I feel like he just like this song's about that. The streets. Watch out. Watch out for these three main. I think he's really signaling out these three main things to watch out for and to like know.
And another thing I got to say about Nelly, right, is that because of how he raps, people consider him soft and less of a rapper because he's more sing-songy, right?
Right.
But nowadays, a lot of people do type of sing melodies, right? Mm. But they're repetitive. Nelly switches his flow up. Like, his flow on St. Louis, totally different than Greed, Hate, Envy.
Oh, yeah.
And totally different from the next song. Like, this guy got... He's like a flow rider.
Oh yeah, he does switch it up.
I not to be confused with Flo Rida, who sounds a lot the same in a lot of songs. But he got flows, right? I like how he can switch it up and make it because that brings more energy into it when each song sounds different. And he's doing the singy-songy thing, but he sounds different all the time. I like the song, and I like the message. I'm like fuck the game, don't let the game fuck you. It's dope.
Yeah, that's real street shit, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's real street shit. But it also relates back to fuck them drunk niggas. Shit. Also, I can't even fucking formulate my thoughts right now.
It's two times you said that two times now.
It also symbolizes the industry that he's in as well, because there's a lot of greed, hate, and envy too, right? Now, I'm not saying that that's exactly what he's talking about in this here song, because he's just touching down. I mean, but at the same time, he could have seen it.
He definitely talked about some of that too,
right? You know what I mean? So he definitely seen it in the little bit of time that he was out too. So, you know, more probably, like, I'll say 80% representing the streets, 20% representing the business aspect of it, right? So, but no, he went in on the song. He definitely went in. He had something to say in the song. That's all I can really say about this, because y'all got me fucked up right now. my answer's going to be short and sweet, y'all. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, if you want to know why he fucked up, go to Kizzy's Corner
and
check out the 24 Days of Gin that we did in one day. So we had 24 gin shots in one day. No,
he didn't. He lying. Now, what? There was 20, I can't speak. 24 gin shots, but between three of us.
Yes. So, you know, yeah.
We're going to actually be 24 shots, but
yeah.
And I had less than these motherfuckers, but I'm fucked. I ain't.
And we still drinking the gin.
I got the tonic, and I can't even drink that shit because it tastes like gin. You know what I mean?
Anyways, that's why we buzzed today. But let's move forward. The next one, Country Grammar.
Hot shit.
The thing I love about this song.
You're supposed to say that shit.
No, man. You guys got it, man.
Now, the thing I like about this song is how the chorus is catchy.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga double do the drive-by the chorus and going down, baby.
Ready
to let it go. Like, had people just singing this song. That reminds me of Ying Yang Twins, where they had people singing Get Low. And then and the little kids and all the radio talking about skeet skeet and didn't know what it meant, but they just singing and jamming. No, you can chill. This one talking about riding down the street ready to spray.
But you see that.
But it's a jam.
But you see that's something that been happening, but not even say in rap, but even the nursery rhymes we know,
mm-hmm.
they always have that deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, some of them is dark too.
Oh yeah, they have that deeper meaning, and I feel like Nelly played on that a lot here, because I don't know what the schoolyard song is to it, but there's the schoolyard song same cadence of what he's doing Country Grammar at.
Mm-hmm.
That street super behavior, I ain't let it go. You know what I mean? I forget how the song goes.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cooper.
Yeah, it's like he playing off all that.
Mm.
But this was the song, bro.
This was the song. It was hot shit.
This, as soon as you hear it, that double bass, do, hot shit.
Yeah.
Man, that's everybody's go crazy. Just off that,
Mm-hmm. Didn't do it right the second time.
That's that liquor. You know what's on him, you know what's crazy? And I want to give more credit to Nelly for this. For one point, he shouts out Onyx in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that you know cements his hip hop roots to me. But another thing about this is that on the deluxe. At the end, it has the instrumental to this song.
Mm.
And if you compare the instrumental to the actual song, you see how much Nelly adds to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you just drop the instrumental, the beat's good.
Yeah, but it's not
but full. Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a full
like, beat. He adds so much melody and stuff to it.
Definitely.
That it takes the beat to a whole nother level.
His voice.
He outshines the beat.
Yeah, his voice like, carries a lot of this
song.
It does.
Without his voice in the song, it's just a lot of.
Yeah. It seems simple. I listened to it. I was like, where's the rest of the song?
It is spacey. Oh, yeah. It's his voice carrying this whole him melody. Singing. And
yeah, you know, man.
Like, he's carrying it.
And that just, to me, that, like, furthers his talent that he, like, took this beat that is a nice beat.
Mm.
But, man, he kills.
He fills it.
He fills, yeah.
Yeah.
He makes it what it is. So, yeah, that song is amazing. And everyone loves that song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Country Grammar. That's why I named the album after.
Country, know. Like, when we looked this up, I really knew, this is how I really got to know Nelly. I think it was 106 in Park. It's like, he was killing it at the time. I thought it was summer, but it looked like it came out in February. But this is where I, like, first, like, Nelly, like, bro, what this song is, bro? I think he's just running up between cars back and forth. I think
it
was just him walking up and down. That's all it was. And they was like,
Yeah, just dancing around cars.
Dancing up and down cars. That was it. But I was like, bro, this song just.
The song was hot, though. The
song was hot, man.
Because you had that shimmy, shimmy, go, go, pop. Now, you're like, what? And the funny thing is that, like, it was a jam on 106, definitely edited. Mm-hmm. And then you heard unedited, you're like, oh shit, he talking shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Man, that's.
But you see, this is where I related to St. Louis. That's the you can find me in St. Louis. It's like a, I don't know, I feel bad calling it nursery rhymes, but it's just how it,
it's melodic.
Yeah, yeah, it's how it's, how he's playing with the music, and like it's just like it's catchy, and you could remember it, and then this, it has that little bounce. Like,
hey, who came out first, him or Ja? Ja probably came out first.
Ja came out in 90 something. So yeah, I think
Ja Rule.
I think Ja came out in 98.
Because Ja tried to do the melodies too, but I think that Nelly just would kill him. Did they ever work together? I wonder.
I thought Ja was after for some reason.
Might have got famous after.
Maybe got famous after.
So as y'all can tell, y'all, we don't got Chef in the fucking building tonight. So
yeah,
I'm taking on the role of Chef and looking shit up, but I'm fucking liquored, so it's gonna take me longer.
I felt, I don't know, Ja could have been before. I just wasn't on Ja Rule at the time.
But the thing is, even Ja did do the melodic rapping, but not to the point that he did.
Nah,
you know what, Ja would be like between X and Nelly.
In the middle, yeah.
He'd be in the middle of those two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Nelly was...
Oh, yeah, Nelly's a different man.
So they say Ja came out in 94 to present.
Oh, wow.
But that's his active...
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't even say what's his first album, because he did stuff before that.
Wow, see, I wasn't even... Yeah, Ja was doing stuff before that, because he was with that...
Remember, he had a different voice.
Yeah, was, Cash Money Click.
Yeah,
he wasn't doing melodic stuff there.
Yeah.
Anyways, this ain't about Ja.
Yeah.
I was just giving a quick comparison because they both do melodic, but Nelly does it way better.
Oh yeah,
kills it. If Nelly put out a jam today, people it could still rock. Ja got a new album coming, and who listening to it?
Yeah, that Fruitcake came out in 99. That's where his first album came out.
Okay, 99, so a year before Country Grammar.
Yeah. What, sorry, y'all. I said Fruitcake. I shouldn't have said Fruitcake. I mean,
What album was that?
Vinny Vedevici.
Yeah, Vinny Vedevici. Oh, yeah. Came out in 99.
I think I only started listening to Ja when he released that 316, I believe it was.
That one came out in 2000.
The one with What Would I Be Able
to
Do?
Yeah, that's when I started listening to Ja. That's when I started. I wasn't listening before.
I liked his first album. But then the second out, I won't lie, anyways, we're talking about Nelly. I don't want to get into an old Ja Rule.
That punk ass
motherfucker. You know what? You know, one of these days, I don't want to review a Ja Rule album, never mind.
We should.
I won't be here.
We should, man.
I won't be here.
Let's do the 360.
I won't be here. 360. Listen, we'll get canceled. Because I'm going to go revert back to them days and call them every name that you call someone God. That day.
He said, could you please sign Tyrone, please?
I love to be
probably
signed
would.
I'd love to be signed by 50.
50 Cent. Anyways, now we're on 50. Back to Nelly. This is a Nelly appreciation episode.
Let's go.
So now the next song is Steal the Show.
Yeah.
Featuring the Saint Lunatics. And this, for some people, this would have been the first time they heard the Saint Lunatics.
Exactly, yeah.
City Spud, Ali, Kiwan, Murphy Lee, and Nelly. What do you think about the Saint Lunatics as a whole? Do you think they made the right decision making Nelly go first and trying to build off of him?
They know what it was on. They know what it is. I feel like I watched so many like talks with them, with Ali and Murphy Lee talking about this album and what they did. They say what they did for Nelly, for this, how they helped Nelly, and they wanted to push Nelly to the front of
they were a group and they wanted to push him.
Nelly, I'm not sure, I wasn't there, but from this album I felt like Nelly was ready at the time to be the guy.
Yeah.
And based on what Nelly's saying, his worth ethic was higher than those guys. That's what was said, right? But that's from Nelly.
Said that he had a higher work ethic.
He had higher work ethic. Like, he felt like he was just dragging them along to be.
That with a lot. That's what with a lot of these groups. That's what happened with G Unit. That's D12.
Yeah,
a lot of them. It's like it's worth. People say that with, a lot of these groups. Like I said,
because I'm pretty sure, like we discussed it before, that Murphy Lee was supposed to be the next one up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
A lot of people even say that he was better at spitting than what Nelly was.
Yeah, he had the...
There was a time where, people were saying that.
People were saying that, but he never had the worth ethic to keep pushing and striving like Nelly did, right? So, I mean, I shouldn't say he didn't, but I guess the proof is in the pudding because he's not out here. Nelly's still out here doing his thing, right? So,
and I'm going to... I don't know this for a fact. Just want to put that out there before I start saying this. A lot of that could be attributed to the way you are, the way that your success comes. Like, if Nelly does all this work and gets where he is, puts on his crew, right? Mm-hmm. And you're already touring with him, you're already doing all this stuff, right? You're in a position, if you're next, you'd probably think that you don't have to go do what Nelly already did to get to where you are, because you already think that you're at a level. You think you're on a stepping stone, so that you're going to go from there and try and go up rather than go through all the stuff, which could be a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because I got through there to put you on, you should still try and do all that stuff too to build the fan base for yourself
to
go on.
You have to.
You shouldn't just try and leak off of what fans I already have and stuff.
Yeah.
And go forward. Mm-hmm. No, you gotta pay your dues too.
Yeah.
And that, I think that that's what holds back a lot of these groups, where like I said with D12, they see Eminem do that and they're like, do that, and they think that they're already super famous because of that, so they don't have to do any of the stuff Same with 50, it's G Unit. Same with a lot of, maybe could have, same could have happened with the Hot Boys or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of these groups, it's like, when somebody is hot, it's like they don't realize that he is here. Your group is coming with them, but the rest of the group still has to
push
to get up to where your most famous member is. But no, they just try and ride, hey, the coattails. Anyways, that's just my opinion.
I really don't know what really happens. Because it's like... Like, for let's hold on Nelly and St. Lunatics.
Yeah.
Nelly came out hot.
Yep.
He's blazing right now. Country Grammar was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Then we jump, go to St. Lunatics. I think they dropped an album and all after that.
Yeah, it was a decent album, and too.
I remember a couple of songs, but I still remember Nelly shining on the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my memory.
Murphy Lee stood up a few times.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you a key one lyric. And Ali, who was supposed to be the leader of the group, never stood out either.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like Murphy Lee's next. Murphy Lee was on Shake Your Tail Feather.
Yeah.
Murphy Lee had like...
Murphy's Law, I think. Was that his name? The name of his
album? The album? Could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I know he had a couple of hits. He had Hold Up, Wait a Minute. And he had What the Hook Gonna Be.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that one.
Murphy Lee had a couple of hits. He had that one with Jazzy Faye. Love you, baby. He had some hits, and I thought it was nice. He was some other songs that wasn't popular. I listened to him regularly. I thought it was nice.
Oh, he was nice, bro.
But he did keep pushing.
So that's
what I mean. Like, yeah. I don't know. Did he stop pushing, or the market didn't take to him like they took to Nelly?
That's a good possibility too.
It's a good possibility.
See, I feel like he had some tracks, man, and I just. It just was in Nelly level.
True. That could be it too.
But
in regards to what he's saying about keep pushing, you also got to realize that a lot of these artists, they push because they got that hunger, right? Mm. They're from the streets. They're trying to strive to do that. If you're taking a whole group with you, they won't have that same hunger because they're already making the money and they're already here, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that kind of slows. So their come up is coming from a different level. So the music is going to sound different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where Nelly's album, like we always said, that street shit, all the street shit and shit. By the time Murphy Lee was to do his album, he wasn't in none of that street shit. So his whole lyricism was going to be different, and that affects your music, right?
I also think that, like Latan said, Nelly's voice elevated each song.
Mm-hmm. Now he's super talented.
He's super talented, where I don't think Murphy Lee's voice elevated the song.
Yeah.
It stayed consistent with what the beat was. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I agree with that. Murphy Lee lyrically, though, was
magic.
Was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, I thought he was
good. But Nelly got that certain
yeah,
octave in his voice,
right?
And that
right?
charisma, man.
And the charisma, and
see, that's another part about it too,
right? So, you know,
that's another part about it too. Like Nelly's confidence and like how he moves at that time was like, oh shit, it's Nelly. Mm. Yeah, Murphy Lee coming through with his little hat and the do rag is like, okay, it's just Murphy Lee.
Yeah,
we just say, oh, that just Murphy Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. The group dynamic and who spawns out of the group and becomes successful, I feel like it's hard, man. Because I only person I think about, like, when this happens is when I think about Kanye. When Kanye was, like, deep in Rockefeller or whatever.
But what, remember, that's a label, not a group.
Right, right. See, that's different.
Because if you think about it, can we name a group?
Exactly.
That's
go.
Where one dude got famous, bring his crew.
And someone else hit.
And someone else hit.
That's what I was trying to think about. I can't think about one.
You ain't going to think of one.
Like, you can.
I can't think of one.
All I can say is somebody that is still out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that'd be Lloyd Banks. He's still putting on albums. But hit?
No.
Like that? Like the first person? No. No.
And even beyond rap, think about boy bands. Boys.
And you know what? I just thought of one.
Who?
It's old. Redman. Eric Sermon and EPMD, they did Hit Squad, and they bring in Redman. He's part of Hit Squad.
Yeah.
And Redman, in my opinion, and a lot of people probably agree, he eclipsed all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I think Redman, but... That's one. Redman might be the exception to the whole. Because, yep, can't think of nobody else.
It doesn't work, man.
Bobby Brown, new edition.
No, but that's not. That's the thing is that was a group.
Yeah.
It wasn't a guy that got a group and then bring him on, right? True. Like, you could think of. But that's more of a collective, I'd say. Native Tongues. Mm. That was Tribe Called Quest and those guys, and they bring in Leader New School, and then Busta Rhymes just went crazy, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
but that was more of a collective, not a group.
Yeah.
So
it's hard. Man.
I don't know. Unless you can come up with a thing, I'd say that Redman's the exception.
I think it's hard to come out of a group and already have a star, and then you come up too.
Yeah.
The mission is way harder than being ready to star.
Listen. Murphy Lee didn't have that sex appeal. Mm-hmm. Nelly had the sex appeal.
That's another point.
That helps.
Yeah. It's another point where Nelly wins again.
Now you got the guys with your music, and you got the girls because you take your shirt off and show you fucking pics. Right. I mean, so.
And your music's good.
And your music's good. Yeah. Catchy. I can't deny the music. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, and I catchy. Can't deny the music. It's catchy. It's simplistic.
Like, you're a DJ.
Right.
So you mentioned a couple of Murphy Lee songs, but you're a DJ, so maybe you'd know.
Yeah.
You remember, I couldn't sing a hook of a Murphy Lee song.
I like Murphy Lee.
I do like him. I'm just saying that it wasn't catchy enough
that stuck with me. Right.
And I listen to a lot of music.
Right.
And I bet you I've heard his whole album.
Yeah.
But nothing stuck with me. Mm. But with listening to Nelly's album on this song, on this album that we're reviewing, I bet you as soon as you press play and the beat came on, I could tell you what the hook gonna be.
That's a Murphy Lee.
Yeah.
See, I used to listen to Murphy Lee. That's why I feel like the regular listener doesn't know those Murphy Lee songs.
And that's funny. I his first album I listened to a lot, but it's like,
but not
it was hot when I listened to it and stuff. But a lot of stuff
just fade out.
It didn't last the test.
Right.
The time.
But
test
it's one
the time.
Of those sticks when you hear it, you can sing it again. It's not one of those sticks that you can think about it and you can sing it.
No. Yeah, for example, when we decided to do this review of Country Grammar, I never listened to Country Grammar for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least 10. Probably longer.
Jeez.
And when I
listen to that twice a week.
And when we put it on, and I started listening to it, I bet you every song except for number 15 did I not know the chorus.
Right.
When I got to it, I still, after listening to it, it came back to me. And it was, you know, it felt kind of newish to me because I kind of forgot it. But every other song, I knew the hook as soon as the first, like, 10 seconds of the beat.
Yeah.
Because his music is memorable.
It It is.
Like, even Steal the Show. Like, I even knew, like, Murphy Lee's part in this in Steal the Show. Mm. And, like, the song is dope.
Fuck, like, nigga, we still on number five?
Yep. Yeah. Because we deep dive. It's called Deep Dive, guys. Yeah. But, okay. So, I guess we established that Nelly was destined to be the star of this.
Yeah.
And Steal the Show with the other lunatics. Also, his production. Maybe it's because it's layered with his melodies. When he does the Saint Lunatics a song with the rest of them, it's like he comes in like
aggressive,
like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where he's supposed to come in, though.
You know what I mean? It's like they do their verse, they do this verse, and he's like pushes it out the way. It's like, my turn now.
Yeah.
And he just kills it.
What's the title of the fucking song?
I know. Yeah, he steals the show. He
steals the show. It's his album. He's supposed to steal the show on his album. Ain't no one supposed to come on your album and they'll perform you.
Yeah.
No one.
I agree, but it happens so much now.
It happens a shit ton. Yeah,
it does. It
happens a shit ton, but nobody's supposed to come on your album or perform you.
Well, the thing is that DMX did it every time.
A lot of rappers.
If DMX is on your album, you knew he had the best verse on that album.
How many songs are out there that you had T-Pain come and do the hook?
Oh yeah, and
T-Pain
was
T-Pain's hook more than
the whole rest.
So T-Pain, T-Pain was another one too.
T-Pain, Method Man, Busta Rhymes, Weezy,
X.
They came on.
Yeah,
Weezy. X, Chris Brown. They come on, and did the hook, and you remember the hook.
Yeah,
and you don't remember. Oh yeah,
they're all people that steal the show.
Your song of the year for 5 seconds last year, Transparency.
Usher,
you know Usher shit, but you don't know the other two shit.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Came in and stole the show.
Because that song by Usher featuring them other two.
Yeah, there
niggas.
You go. That you want to say that's Usher's song. Go on somewhere.
Let's try.
No, that's a jam. Usher featuring Half Chain and Lil Wayne.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I'm too drunk for this shit.
Anyways, Steal the Show is a song.
Yeah.
What do y'all think?
I think it was a.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, I think it's a perfect introduction for the group.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
I feel like this is he's using this as the intro for us in Lunatics.
Yes.
Like, that's how it falls in the album. If you listen to the album from top to, you know, I feel like this is his, like, this is my crew.
Yep.
You know, like, listen to them, you know what I mean? I felt that from this song. Lunatics about to steal the show.
But what you guys say? I'm 50-50 on that.
Mm.
I agree that's a good introduction, but at the same time, I don't think it's a good introduction because of where he will shine him so much.
Yeah.
So that's why they put him at the end.
That's the problem.
You know what I mean?
So you're sticking around for the end so you can hear him.
Right.
But if you're introducing someone, you want everyone just to stick around just so they hear everybody, not just that one person. Right?
Yeah, but the thing is, remember, if this is the first album, right?
Yeah.
And you're listening to the first time, you have to hear them all before you get to him.
Which is true.
So that helps. That helps.
That does help promote them, right?
Yeah.
Basically, I guess what I'm trying to say is he shouldn't have came in as hot as he did on the fucking album.
And you know why? It helps promote them.
Yeah.
Back in them days, remember how difficult it was to rewind? Fast forward to the right part.
Yeah.
No, you just sat in there and listened to everything.
Yeah,
and you waited for your part.
Yeah, listen.
So you heard them all.
Yeah.
And I think they went in a good order too. Like City Spud started the song, and I was like, okay, yeah, he's an underrated rapper, but that's probably because he spent most of his career in jail.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a song.
He was the band-aid. Like, that was the band it was for him, right?
I don't know, man.
I think the band
was it for him?
I think it was for him.
I thought that needs his it wasn't going to
That's probably how it started. KRS-One got at him for that band-aid.
Anyway. Whatever. He had everyone in St. Louis wearing a fucking band-aid.
Yeah, bro.
He had people up here in Halifax wearing the band-aid too.
Because
I was one.
That was crazy.
I was one.
So yeah, the song was good.
I feel like it was an okay song. I wasn't really all hot about it.
I liked it because it gave me a good feel for each person's flow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it was a nice beat, so that everybody could you got to feel you felt. They weren't all following the same cadence.
Yeah.
So you got a good taste of what each member each was like, was, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to see who was better than who, in my opinion. All right, so next after that was the interlude with Cedric the Entertainer acting the fool again.
We ain't got nowhere in this fucking movie.
What?
So I don't remember this. I don't remember this interlude, man.
Isn't this the one where he's talking with the girls and shit?
He's talking with the girls.
Yeah. Like, I hold on.
Girls are on the street or some shit.
We'll pause it right now. All right. And I'll play it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember it now?
Yeah.
It was short. It's like matter of seconds. 33 seconds. Mm. So, yeah, just a little interlude. I mean, ain't got much to say about it because it doesn't last long enough to be annoying. So it's not even something that you'd skip because it's so quick, right?
Yeah.
It's just Cedric being funny and basically, what he's saying in this little interlude is that this album's hot. Can I get on it somehow, some way?
Yeah.
But you ain't returning my calls. How the hell do I get in touch with you to be on this album?
And that's a theme of his interludes in intro and outro on this album.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cohesive, right?
Yeah.
Now, the next song blew up, eh? Ride With Me? That song you can play any. It's more universal than country grammar, in my opinion.
I was going to say that.
It's still
played today.
Yeah, old ladies that will jam to this.
Still played today.
And you know what's funny is that we said that you're not supposed to steal a show on any. I think City Spud kills this.
That's who you give it to here?
You tell me everyone know his verse, cuz?
I don't know. Still Nelly for me.
His verse?
Still Nelly for me.
Something good, something good.
This song was a country hip hop song for me.
It is. That's what it was.
It breaks so many barriers, guys.
That's what it was.
It breaks so many barriers, guys. You can play the song almost anywhere.
Yeah.
It's accepted anywhere.
Yeah.
Like a country hip hop song is what it was.
It's like probably one of. You know, when we went over the songs that went diamond, this wasn't on the list, was it? How the fuck was it not?
I don't think it was.
Didn't make it all the way, bro.
That's crazy, though.
It is crazy. Something must be wrong with how they have the setup.
Because I'm just saying, I do hear this song.
This song
everywhere.
Plays a lot. Yeah,
yeah. Everyone plays this song.
This song plays a lot. Something must be wrong. How they get that freaking? I don't know.
This is just—it's crazy, guys. Mm-hmm. It's like a staple. It's almost like "Let's Get Married" by Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're gonna hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
No one would be like, "Why are you playing that?" No, anybody.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's yeah.
Must be the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country hip hop.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't know how. I gotta research that and see.
Like honestly, when you listen to that song, you hear a lot of country influence.
Oh yeah,
right? So that's
but it is yeah, exactly. That's the perfect way to describe it. Country hip hop. Because you still hear the hip hop, but you do hear that country feel.
Yeah.
Fuck, this song could probably be country grammar. The way that just a country feel like that. Yeah, it feels more country than the song called Country Grammar. Yeah, I think City Spuds kills that. Unfortunately, that's probably the only verse I know by City Spud. Nigga name is named City Spud. Yeah, cuz you tell me he don't kill that?
It's a good verse. Still Nelly, it's Nelly for me, man.
Okay, you tell me the song would be the same without that verse?
No,
though?
It wouldn't. The thing is, that verse, hardly people listen to it anymore. It wouldn't get to that verse. Mm-hmm. Or people would skip it and they go to "Must Be the Money."
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it now.
That's just the attention span of people today.
Yeah. It's a forgotten verse, but it's still.
It's all the DJ's fault.
It's still. It's still a verse, man.
Yeah, I love that song. On to the next one. What's EIU stand for?
Does
employment insurance?
I have no idea. No, I think that's something they say, man. I think it's something they say.
I think maybe they just happy to not be working. They're on EI.
Does?
Have your favorite? Doesn't it start with your favorite verse?
Yes, it does. Yeah, we might fuck that up. That
manicure. I know. Had us searching the song forever.
I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicure toes. Hey,
yeah. I guess if you're on EI, you go get your toes done. Hey, the song is called EI. If he doesn't want to explain it to us after 20 years, bro, his thing's employment insurance to me.
Nelly's first.
Is it that?
What is it?
It says, means that you're about to receive oral sex.
EI.
EI. Uh-oh. Wait, did you disc?
That's what they say?
That's what it says, bro. You see, this is the thing. When you're younger, you don't know what the fuck you're singing about.
Nope. But it's right. E dot I dot. What's the E in the I stand for?
It's a lot of little.
It don't say, bro, since you're about to receive oral sex.
It's like what? It's like a slang.
You know, unemployment insurance.
Lunatics, like, lunatic. Now you have some lot of hidden.
Okay, so sorry, I should have read on. It also supposed to mean yes, bring it on.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's what he said. That's
what now, they say. Yeah, that sounds more. That goes with the song more than oral sex or employment insurance.
So Nelly also did say that EI stands for eat it. Oral sex.
Can't keep the story straight.
At this time, though, Nelly Those is nasty.
What?
They're nasty, man.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said,
you got a song called Hot and Her.
Hot and Her. I mean, so on the next album.
Don't take my word for everything I just said. I Googled it, and that's what the internet said. So, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it kind of does make sense.
I can see it making.
Yeah. Uh oh. Yeah.
Like, all these songs have, like, even Ride or Me was kind of like, if you want to go there, you're talking about taking a girl out. Smoke some weed and friggin'.
So how did it go? Andale, andale.
Mommy, EI. Uh-oh. Andale, andale. Isn't poppin', that hurry up?
Hurry up, mommy.
What's so, popping in that?
So hurry up, mommy. Eat it. Uh-oh. Now what's popping tonight?
What's popping tonight?
So it almost don't make no fucking sense.
It makes sense to me.
It makes sense, but it don't make no sense, right? So you're saying, hurry, mommy, eat it. Uh-oh.
What's popping tonight?
We putting a deep dive for her. Hey. For her.
I'm sobering up a little bit, so I'm getting my coherence back a little bit.
What's popping tonight?
I'm a all sucker right. For cornrows and manicure toes.
I was back in the day.
That was the jam, though. That was the jam.
He said he was back then. He still is. Don't listen to him.
Cornrows and manicure toast.
You like the song?
Bro, I love that song.
Uh oh.
Now that I know that he talk a little dirt, I like you more.
Now they talk a lot of dirt, man.
Want to talk about
you,
dirt?
You remember?
Look at the next song.
The next one, really?
Yeah,
Sticky Thick Girl. You know what I mean? The funny thing is that like. The Sticky Thick Girls, you know, the Sticky Thick Girls are getting more popular now. It took 23 years since this song came out.
Yeah.
And now they're finally recognizing that these girls look like olive oil. Ain't it?
See, that's now, though. So you got to remember, so in the South, thick girls were the thing.
Probably.
Yeah. The Midwest. Yeah. The Midwest, I understand that. But with that country aspect to it, the thick girls was the thing.
Within
that, right?
Yeah, because so, up here in Canada we be calling them fat.
Yeah,
because we ain't know no. Well, sorry, people over here ain't know no better.
Yeah,
thick is good.
And at this time too,
he said thick is good, and you're like, at this time, I was like, just because of cold old nigga shit.
It is cold though.
I was talking with an hour, bro.
You said thick girls are good at this time? No. I said, they do keep you warm though.
At this time, Daddy wasn't talking with no BBLs either because he's talking with the natural.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't no BBLs in 2000. No.
Terrifying. You know?
Sticky thick girl with manicured toes and cornrows?
Yeah, exactly.
you said, what's popping tonight? Yeah, thank you. The girls,
I got no type.
I like that song. Mom. I like the thing is
they're
that
look at hitting these guys.
The song features somebody.
Well, thank you, thick girl.
Yes, I swear it is
someone on that. I can't remember all the verses. I remember the chorus one.
I think Ali's in it.
Is it not credited?
On here it's not credited. And somebody else.
I think Ali is on that song.
Yeah. I hear, remember the first one he said something, ram it, god damn it.
And yeah, I think, yeah.
Let's pause right here. So yeah, Murphy Lee's in it.
Murphy Lee.
And was that Ali? It sounded like Ali.
I'm not even sure I'm not who even that sure. was, to be honest.
I can't find no credits for no one.
Anyways, this is a dope song.
Yeah.
I like it.
But you see, again, I'm still waiting for Nelly to come in the chorus. And mm-hmm. I feel like their verses wasn't strong enough to hold me. I feel like I'm still waiting for Nelly to come in.
I can agree with the second guy, which yeah. don't know if it's Ali or not.
Yeah.
But Murphy Lee, I think his verse was tight.
Exactly. Murphy Lee against second best.
But yeah, it was a nice song. I liked how I don't know, like how it took so long for the world to respect these thick girls. Not fat.
That's why I'm focusing on this thick.
Yes, I'm focusing on thicky thick. The song is called Thicky Thick Girl.
I feel like the world accepted them. It's just that it wasn't mainstream that was pushing true. Them.
And you know what's funny is that back in the day, like back in Renaissance times, maybe, Thicky Thick Girls was the shit. Because that was a sign that you were wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you ain't had money, you couldn't get thick.
Right.
So yeah. That was, you know what I mean? That's and like, then, well, if you see some of the old paintings, they got a little, they thicky thick. You know what I mean?
And then change the supermodels after that. That became the image, right?
I know these people that, what they have for breakfast and lunch is cigarettes.
Yeah.
Anyways, fuck, I watched the documentary. Oh, that's just for real. Because cigarettes suppress your appetite, and that they just have that instead of eating.
Fuck, I wish to suppress mine. Then Jesus, fuck. You gotta see what I ate tonight.
You gotta get them American shits. Cuz says, see what he ate tonight. When you guys leave, I'm ordering something. Anyways,
bro, that's the time, bro. Yeah, anyway,
stop looking at the time. Focus. Anyways, stick. What?
I'm gonna eat spaghetti when I get home.
I ain't got no spaghetti.
That's already me.
I don't know what I'm getting, but I'm getting something.
All right, I'm going off topic. Where we at?
Number 10, Form I.
Yeah.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
Easy F, baby.
And I'm going to say it right now. This is my favorite Lil Wayne. I felt he killed this.
Yeah.
This was pre autotune Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
This was just spitting Lil Wayne. This was him switching his flow up in the song and just. I just felt like he killed it more back then. Yeah. Like, you know what's funny is that someone made fun of, said something about Lil Wayne on that T-Pain song, I Can't Believe It. And saying this, I can't remember what podcast I heard it on where, like, man, T-Pain should have got his money back for that Lil Wayne verse. He just mumbling and stuff. And then I listened to it, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga's saying. Part of me is like, man,
I can't believe it.
He was high as fuck.
Yeah,
that
song?
Yeah.
I can't remember what Lil Wayne verse was on that.
I'm going to put it on for us and we're going to listen to it.
I can't remember what his verse was on that, man.
It was
high as fuck in that song.
Nigga, like these people's.
That's when Lil Wayne is on, he's on that lean. He's on that lean.
Yeah, bro, he was high as fuck in that one.
This Lil Wayne here, this is that Lil Wayne that was,
I don't know what
New Orleans
said,
like freaking still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he broke the cut. But hold on, I just want.
He was smoking weed.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me see.
Pause it.
Yeah, pause.
Well, you didn't pause.
Anyways, yeah. Like, so you heard what Lil Wayne was saying about trying to say.
Yeah.
That's why I respect old Lil Wayne.
Old Wayne was good. I like old Wayne. I had the Blogger's Heart album, man.
Oh, yeah. That album was tight.
Yeah, the Blogger's Heart was.
Was that around this era?
I feel like it was.
Was the Blogger's Heart his first album?
Yeah. Well,
solo album.
They don't have it as his first album. I think they have like 700,000 degrees or something.
No, that's Juvie.
No, Wayne got one too, man. But the Block is Hot, I put it as Wayne's first album. They got Wayne something degrees too.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Why would Lil Wayne put an album with the exact same name as
something? But the Block is Hot. to me was his first album.
No, oh, 500
Degrees. 500
Degrees, yeah. Actually, in 2000, he had Lights Out.
The Block is Hot. Yeah, man.
The Block is Hot.
Yeah. 500 Degrees didn't come out until 2002. The Block is Hot ain't even on fucking.
Yeah, The Block is Hot ain't even be on Spotify.
It's not.
Came out in 99, nigga.
The Block is Hot. The Block is Hot. The Block is Hot. The Block is Hot.
Lil Wayne is the only person I know that got famous and got uglier. I mean, you don't want to say you look like a goat. Anyways.
That's because someone had me heated that night.
Anyways, Lil Wayne killed this first.
Yeah. This is that Wayne, man. He's still hungry.
And then Nelly comes through with the simple but still effective hook. Got to respect that. Mm. Yeah, yes. Hungry is the word. Perfect word. That was the word that I was trying to say. God damn, maybe man, I did. When we were talking about the other members of the group.
Yeah.
Remember? When Nelly came out and paved his way, they're not as hungry as he was when they were paving the way. So that's why their sound is a little different.
Yeah.
Artists, when they're hungry, they hit different. But yeah, I like that song. The next one. A lot of people probably wouldn't peg Nelly as a storyteller.
I do.
But I don't remember this song.
I was waiting for that. What number is it? What number is it? Where are we getting before you said that?
11.
11 out of 17. 11. All right, give me your props, guys. 11 out of 17. You made it. Way past half.
Listen, you don't give him props yet. Let's see how many more he knows out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It waited with friggin' Big Sean. It was like song three. I don't remember this one.
Play a little piece, man.
All right. Let's pause it right here.
I don't remember this one at all, bro. All
right here. All right. So yeah, you see how the first song's about he's talking to a guy that's hustling and whatever.
Yeah.
It's called Other Side because he's trying to tell him that there's a better way to do stuff. There's another one where, another verse where he's talking to a girl that's, I can't even think of a politically correct way to say hoeing. She's a lady of the night.
Yeah.
And telling him there's another way to do things. That's why it's called Other Side, right? So I like that.
I know a different way to say it.
I kind of
upset that I didn't really remember the song, but I do remember the song now that you heard it. Yeah, it is a good storytelling. He brings it all together in the end, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember how it freaking ends though, but I know he.
I'll be honest, man. I've been drinking. I just said yeah. I don't know. I'm lying.
I think
I can't remember either.
I think he does bring it together.
I just agreed with him to forward the conversation. I don't know. Maybe they do.
No, man. It's an okay song for me, not a memorable one for me.
Not a what?
It's an okay song, so not like one night.
My bad. I could swear I heard this.
I call myself out for lying.
I could swear I heard this song in like a movie before. Don't say no yet, because you don't know.
Oh, man.
I will. If I lie,
it's killing me right now.
Who?
I wrote.
Why?
I don't know.
I swear I heard the song in a movie.
It's a dope song, some storytelling, whatever.
All right,
let's move to the next one. Though Them Raps, do you remember that one?
How does one go?
It's funny. The chorus is what Ali uses as the end of his verse on Rap Something.
I know Rap Something.
Okay, we're going to play it for him.
Throw Them Raps.
Yep. Yeah, you know that track, right?
I didn't remember the name of the track.
It's because it's Throw Them Raps. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't even know, bro. But
well, it is a jam, man.
I do remember liking this song a lot. Like, this album. Just how it starts and the aggressive again Nelly comes in there and it's like you feel like he makes you feel like you on the road and you about to like you the king of this road. Like, you know, that's all I get from that album. That's how I remember liking that song.
Oh, wait. I want to show you something else from that song. But yeah, I like that part of the song. Oh, yeah, that's my jam. When it even the beat changes up a little bit, gonna make myself that million. Yeah.
See, this is what Nelly did to this album that really effed up the game. That singing and that rapping, he did it real well.
Yes.
And it was just he knew when to switch it.
Yep.
He knew when to take us to that. I'm gonna make a million.
Yeah. I know. And there's some people out there, some idiots out there that think that Drake was the first one to do the singing and rapping together. No,
it wasn't.
Nelly did that way before Drake.
They'll even dispute to say, well, if Drake didn't do it first, but he did it better. No.
No way. Nah. No, Drake did not do it. Drake just became more light skinned. Oh,
I don't know. I agree.
I don't know.
You know, I agree.
I wouldn't say Drake did it better. I would say Drake did it differently than Nelly.
Differently is a good word.
But Nelly,
don't say that anyway, because you know he's on both of them dicks. So.
But Nelly is the guy that you know started it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm walk that back.
It could be
starting it.
Yeah. It could be somewhere before Nelly
perfected it.
Perfected it.
Yeah. He did it well.
Super well. Especially this song is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I didn't even remember the name of the song, but I know I used to like the song so much. Like this album.
That's because the name of the song is Though Them Raps.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
This album had a lot of gems that wasn't even pushed.
A lot.
That wasn't even pushed.
A lot.
It wasn't pushed at all.
Especially in the next song. Which is probably my favorite Nelly song of all time.
I can see this being Lewis's.
Hell yes, he should be here for this one.
I can see this being Lewis's song.
And you know what?
In terms of the song.
And guess what? I know we all know this song.
Yeah.
But I'm playing it for us. From beginning to end.
That's when one school.
They trapped.
Yeah, my girl best to be right now.
All right.
Mine's sleeping, so I ain't got to worry about mine.
Frick, I thought this one was sleeping too.
Here we go.
You know, she waking up now.
That's all my right, favorite man. Nelly verse ever. Sorry.
Really?
Man. What's better? Nah.
A lot.
Oh, shit.
It's a lot.
I agree. I don't think that was his best verse
ever. Nah, I don't even know.
I just like this flow.
Trust me, this song, I don't know. I really can't say that.
You don't like this song?
I
like the song.
It's not that his verse was bad.
Yeah.
But I felt that it was more generic than what the rest that he has put up, right? So
you mean the rest of the people in the song?
No.
I was going to say. So who had the best verse in the track?
Oh, he still had the best
verse in the track.
I think Nelly, yeah.
You know what I mean? But Nelly. It seemed like Nelly read what he was spitting there. It's probably some parts that he knew off because he probably fucked up so many goddamn times, right? But it seems like more like he read that shit, opposed to knowing like he did in country grammar, EI, you know,
right.
So,
but you know what I think is crazy? And like I said, if you're in a group and you guys got your verses, and the group says, you know what, you two should have your verses in the same verse.
The beat was only three fucking verses long.
Because they could have, you can make the beat longer. They verses was weak, so they're like, you know what? And
put it together.
You guys go, both of you go a second verse.
The niggas ran out of bars. Leave them alone.
They did. That first guy, he ran out of bars. Quick.
Yeah.
Keywon is whack.
Yeah, he. Remember, Sinuatics knew who they were, man. They knew it was a couple of them could rap, and the other ones was just there. Then the mascot.
What was that with Slow Mo?
Yeah, he just there. He just used to be dancing.
Yeah, in the background. Like, the niggas had a mascot.
Like Nelly was really having these dudes on his back, like riding with them.
I wonder how them talks was, man. Because you know, everybody wants they cut when they do a show. They'd be like, but I was doing this. Cause he didn't even really dance. It was
he just used to come. Yeah, yeah.
He was a hype man that didn't hype. He didn't say shit. He didn't have a mic. Slow Mo.
I forget who talked about this man. Somebody talked.
I gotta look this up because that guy, he better capitalize on that shit. Get your check, cuz. If you could just wear a half mask
and that's it,
just be in the video.
I was leave fan of the opera alone.
I know, fan of, that's what he was. He was a ghetto fan of the opera, Slow Mo. Even at his name, we know his name.
And they can make more money than you, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't said one word. Do we know his name?
Didn't need to.
I forgot who was the top of scenarios like this, man. I think it may have been 50.
I think probably. He's talking
with scenarios of people being around and say, yo, man, pick up a camera or something. Learn how to take photos of me or something, you know what I mean? Do something that benefits the group, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was 50 or somebody. Somebody's saying that.
But yeah,
awesome. Learn something. That's true, though.
To me, I'll say this, and it might be controversial, because a lot of people go to Bone or even Looney's, but I Got Five on it. It's their favorite weed song. Mm. This is my favorite weed song.
Yeah. It's too fast.
It's a weed song.
It's too fast.
It is jumpy.
It's too fast.
The chorus, though, is like...
Yes.
But a lot of weed smokers like that slow melody
type
of beat, right? So. Yeah.
Well, this is my favorite weed song.
It should be one of the weed songs, I would say.
I put on my weed song remix. Yeah.
This is your weed song before you smoke. Because after you smoke, you ain't trying to hear nothing this fast no more.
It is fast.
You know what I mean? You're trying to just chill.
I still want to hear it.
Yeah, you fucked it.
Yeah, true that. Now, the next song. Now, what do you think about them sampling the Jeffersons?
Yes.
Perfect.
Batter up.
It was perfect.
It's perfect for this song. I agree.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
But I gotta say, man, you know what? I don't know what you have a yes. You would know how. You guys would understand because I did this with 21 Savage, where there's a rapper I try to like, and same with Travis Scott and stuff. You know who was probably one of the first ones? Ali.
Yeah.
He was said to be the leader. They gave him this hype like he's the most lyrical and whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen to his verses and I'm like,
nah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it was.
It's like Murphy, like this song has Murphy Lee, Nelly, and Ali. And I'm like, why is this guy with these two?
Why he's on the song, I know.
Get City Spud in there.
I've seen it so many times, though.
Man.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. Biggie, Mace, Puffy. Why is Puffy on this song?
Yeah. Get
these other two on here.
There are a lot of groups that have whack ass rappers. Yeah. Like, when you look at D12, mm-hmm. Bizarre is whack, but his lyrics are so fucked up that people would gravitate to that and like that because it's just out there. But the thing, but if you look at the group, it was Bizarre, Eminem, Proof, Swifty, Conniver, and Con Artist. Who knows a verse by Con Artist or Conniver? Who knows an Ali verse? Who knows a bar by Key One?
Nah,
he does.
I don't think so.
What's the song's playing? I guarantee you.
Probably.
True. Yeah, I probably could one of this. But you asked. Because if you asked me two words that Key One said right now, I couldn't tell you.
He's thinking a little though.
I'm thinking about one of those Lunatic songs. I can't remember.
We just listened to the rap something, the whole song, and I can't even remember.
Like that, though, bro. If you play it, you're going to remember it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nigga, we just listened to rap something, and Key One had two. 8 bars in that verse that he shared with Ali.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. He says, I need grass like lawnmowers. Okay, so I know something by.
You sang it.
I know something by Nikki One. Yeah, I need grass like lawnmowers.
When you watch the playback. You sing the whole shit.
Yeah, he got glaucoma.
No. That was Ali.
That was Ali. Oh,
yeah. Ali. Wait. No, you're right.
That might have been
because then he said, "Don't never, ever, ever touch mine."
Yeah, that was
Key One. Them spurs, Key One, keep it up.
We talking about rap song. We supposed to be talking about batter up, nigga.
Oh yeah, shit. We went back. It's because we played rap something, and on my list, it's highlighted. Yeah. All right, Jim. Let's go back. We over here dissing Key One. We should be dissing Ali. We dissing, but that song's dipe.
Batter up. I'm the first to swing. Come on.
Yeah, I like Murphy Lee on that.
Yeah, Batter Up. I like.
It was a video on everything.
Yeah, I like Batter Up. It was a real hype song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would have been great if you were playing a sport. Like if you actually were playing a sport and play batter up on you, be like, yo, I hype right now, bro.
Because that's sure a sport. I think baseball. Baseball, yeah. Baseball. Yeah, baseball. I think go with it with soccer. That, it ain't going to hit.
They put that on one of the baseball movie soundtrack. Movie. I can't remember which probably. One it is right now. I want to say it was Hardball.
That ain't even baseball.
Yeah, softball. Yeah.
What is it?
It's Hardball. It's the movie with
Sammy and...
Sammy
was in it.
Sammy was on the song.
The singer Sammy? Yeah.
No, he's on the song.
In the movie? Oh.
Sorry.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And he was a coach for minor league, not minor league, sorry.
They had a song for that.
Bad News Bears is the only baseball movie I know.
Oh, so it was like the Bad News Bears. Yeah. There was similar to that there, right? And Biggie's song was in it too because the pitcher.
Yeah, Big Papa.
Oh. Yeah, right? You know, yeah. He said Hardball. My brain went to basketball. Remember basketball?
I never watched that.
It's by the creators of South Park.
Yeah, I never watched
it. It was stupid. Anyways, Batter Up, dope song, right?
I liked it.
Oh yeah.
At the time, that was one of the
Yeah. Now the next
songs.
Next song. Never Let Them See You Sweat. I didn't gotta look at you guys.
I gotta hear this. I can't remember.
And I think that you guys gotta hear it. That's what I was saying. I was looking at it. It's featuring the Teamsters. I don't even know who the Teamsters are.
I'm about to go fucking cuddle up with Kizzy here.
It's the second song.
We always done, man.
Yeah. There's like one song after this.
I can't remember this one, man.
Wait, I'll play it for you.
That song didn't even fit on the fucking
album.
I swear this song didn't exist and they just threw it in there.
Yeah, that's how it sounds.
I never heard that song in my life until we did this again.
I can't remember.
I don't remember that.
That was a favorite song.
What? Mm-hmm.
That was a favorite song.
Yeah,
song it's featuring the Teamsters. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Nelly was doing a favor for
them. Yeah, he threw it on.
That's a favorite song.
But it's like the second last song.
Yeah, that could have missed the album.
I swear I never even heard this before.
I feel like I've never seen it, but I feel like I was skipped. I definitely skipped it.
The beat ain't even bad though.
It's not my type of beat.
Because it's a spitting beat.
I like the way you worded that.
He didn't want to say it was bad.
It's not my type of beat.
No, it's a spitting beat.
I bust my teeth at the mic this time.
It's a spitting beat. Yeah. Hearing that beat. I probably should have played to the end because I can't even imagine Nelly on that beat.
I can, man. he got on that at the end?
Yeah.
We'll play.
He's at the very end. All right. After. We'll pause it. Let's hear Nelly. You know what is funny about that? Or I don't even know if I should say funny. It shows Nelly's range.
Yes, it did. I would definitely double down on that. Like Nelly can rap over any beat.
Yeah. And not only rap, he changed his whole style.
Yeah, that's not even that didn't sound like Nelly.
Yeah. He's like spitting like that sound like a New York song and niggas on the block and he just spitting.
So you be a Nelly fan. Mm. Many other times you hear him spit like that.
I can't say I hear him right spit now. Like a lot.
You know why? Because that's not his niche.
No, it's not. It was definitely not his pocket.
I'm not saying that he didn't sound good. He sounded great.
Yeah.
But that's not his niche.
That's not him.
That's not what himself for.
You know what that song sound like? I don't know if you guys listened to him back in the day. Capone and Noriega. Yeah, no Noriega.
Yeah.
He was in the group with Capone and Noriega. That song would fit with them.
Yeah.
This shows me that fucking Nelly could have been on a Capone and Noriega and fit in.
Nelly ain't,
like, how do you go from Ride With Me to that shit?
Exactly. Nelly ain't, he ain't a grimy rapper.
He can be, but he doesn't
go to those songs. He goes to the Keeping You Hype songs or are you talking with the ladies?
Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
And you seen on this song, the other two guys were grimy rappers.
Yeah.
You can tell. It was straight Thug Dope type grimy.
Yeah.
And he held his own with them.
Yeah, he did. I don't remember that verse.
I don't remember that song.
I don't remember that verse.
I wouldn't say it's Thug Dope, semi Thug Dope, but not fully Thug Dope.
Yeah, it's.
I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, Nelly's sound good on it. Just that's not his niche.
That's not his style.
It feels weird.
It did feel weird. Yeah, not talk like that. Rap like that more to me.
My boy just messaged me.
Cuz getting like 20.
You see what he said?
Jason.
That's Jason.
Jason I don't know.
McKenna, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what he said?
Yeah. I seen it. I don't know who Jason is.
It's a good podcast. Listen to it. Oh, shit.
We still here. But.
Shout out, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out. Hope you hear this one, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That was. That song didn't fit the album, man.
Nah.
You know what it would have been better and where this would have fit? If it was. Because it's featuring the Teamsters. It was their album featuring Nelly.
Yeah.
That would show that that's where, sorry, the song is, I think it's good, but I think it doesn't fit.
Not everything in this else. Album. Not in this album.
I still say it was
especially favorite. Between Batter Up,
yeah,
and the next song.
Exactly.
It was
exactly.
A favorite, bro. It was a favorite song.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably because.
Maybe the Teamsters weren't getting the push that they were looking for.
Yeah.
They know Nelly. Nelly owed him a favor. Nelly said, hey, I'll check you on this one. Okay, let's go.
Well, here. Yeah. Answer this, though.
Different range.
Like this, there was obviously two members, right? Who are the Teamsters?
Still don't know. Just because.
Well, that was a waste of favor.
Not really, because it showed Nelly's range.
Oh, so. Well, then that was a favor that he did for them, but it benefited him.
Might have benefited him, right? Yeah.
You know what? In all honesty, I wouldn't be mad at hearing Nelly like this again on a different track. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not for a Nelly album.
Yeah.
But it shows me that Nelly can rock. And hold his own on this type of that's just me speaking.
Yeah,
you know, because you know I like New York hip hop. I like straight spitting stuff. To see that Nelly could do it, and in my opinion, did better than the other two.
Yeah,
and this is their niche. I wouldn't be mad at seeing that.
I don't like Nelly in that pocket.
I see. I like him in that.
I don't like Nelly in that pocket.
I just like to see the range.
I like Nelly in his. It's fun shit.
And his next one?
I like this Nelly too.
This was one.
This is my favorite song.
Yeah, I like this Nelly.
I know you mentioned this before.
Yeah.
And the last song is Loving Me.
Yeah.
By Nelly.
That's my favorite song on the album.
And at first I thought it was just song about his mom, but he gets a verse for his mom was his girl or ex girl.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah, it's a nice sentimental song. What do you think?
It's a perfect song to wrap up this album.
True.
Yeah, that's how I look at this song. This is a perfect song to end Country Grammar. Like this is why I didn't even probably know about the deluxe. This is the perfect song for me to say, yo, this is the end of Country Grammar. But I gotta give my respects. I gotta say, you know, where I'm at right now, I gotta write some it's like almost like a letter. Mm-hmm. This song is like a letter to these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's letting
definitely,
them know,
definitely.
Like, you know, like you could see him, like, you could see the pen going, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, how you doing? This is your son now. Pick up the mic and put the drugs down. I find out there's some things that I make you proud. You know, it's just that verse, like, this I want to say with Nelly on this whole album, though. His first verses, every song he, like, not every song, but most of the songs on his album, they hit, bro. Them first little couple bars he hit, they really grab you to the song, man.
He's a good writer.
Yeah, riding me like it's just Country Grammar, like Sin Louis. Them first little bars, it's like frig. They're unforgettable for me, man. That sound deep, but yeah. But Loving Me, man. I like it. It was to me at the time, it was like probably one of the first songs like this I heard. And like at my age, just the slow beat, and I don't know what that sample was from, but it was like, it was like, it's just like, bro, how you gonna rap on this? And he rapping, it's like, man, it was different. It was different at the time for me.
Yeah, because it is. If you're talking about a beat, it does seem like it's more an R&B beat, right?
Yeah,
that you'd expect someone to sing on, but he flows over it. It's just because his flow is so smooth, man.
Yeah.
He fits on it. And yes, I do like this because a lot of his, like, if you go to EI and all the other songs, it's less stuff substance is what I want to say.
Yeah.
And then this song, it's like all heart.
Yeah.
It's like all heart. So you can see, again, just like with the last song, You see his range.
Yeah.
Nelly isn't a one-dimensional person. Like from St. Louis, where he's just repping his city, to like greed, hate, and envy, where he's talking about the game.
Yeah.
To like Ride With Me, to Thicky Thick Girl. Like almost every song on here, rap something, just a weed song, right?
Yeah.
And he got range, man. He covers a lot.
I feel like this was his showcase. This album was his showcase to us, like,
yeah, show that he has many layers.
Yeah, like I can do it. I can do both. I can do a lot. My range is here. This is the package.
You know what's crazy? You listen to this and look at it, right? All the different range, and then I listen to the last Kid Cudi song. I'm sorry, album, and I feel like almost every song was just like boring and all too sound alike,
right?
It's just crazy that this song is this album is 23 years older.
And still impact.
And covers more bases and there's more.
Yeah.
You know, covers more. Yeah.
This don't happen no more. I can't think of someone who
it's actually. It's a rarity.
Who does this anymore.
It's a rarity. People that do this don't get in the mainstream for us to hear no more.
Yeah.
Because there is still stuff like Killer Mike.
Right.
Right.
I give Killer Mike in this range. Yeah. I'll give him that. And I feel like I'll give J. Cole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Kendrick, too.
People hate it on me, too, but I give Drake this, too.
For range?
For range and for the different songs and the clubs, the slows, I would give.
Yes. Drake does cover a lot of different topics.
I would give, but people might not. Put him there, but yeah, Kendrick, J. Cole, the Killer Mike album was good.
It's because for someone like Drake, a lot of people are just listening to the beats and the melody, right. Not the lyrics.
Right.
So they wouldn't see the range. But yeah, I agree with you.
See, like, I know we're talking about, but now I go on to Drake now. Everybody hate on Fall of Dogs, but I felt like he consistently put he consistently used that theme throughout every song.
For me, I don't like to say I hate on it. It's just that it didn't excite me.
Right.
It was like to a point where it got boring. And it was just seemed like a string of boring albums this year.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, some albums were horrible last year. Like, they were horrible.
Man, Utopia.
Nah, I listened to that.
By Travis. Like I said before on the podcast, I listened to it while driving to Toronto and stuff, yeah. Right? And I was determined to just listen to it and take it in, right? Because we were going to talk about it when I got back. And I was just listening to it. And I was like, if that's the only thing you listen to for a week, it's dope. Listen to anything else, you're like, what the fuck is that shit? Unlike Kid Cudi's Insano, where I listened to it for 2 days and I was like, get this shit out of my...
I haven't listened to that either.
I don't recommend it. There's like... I'll still listen to... Why? I think that's why. Off of Travis Scott's Utopia. But there's not one song I could still listen to off of Insano. Anyways, we're way off topic.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Nelly his flowers in. We're talking about
them teams, both those Teamsters news.
Yeah. Oh, did you find something overall?
Very little. But they were on the album Harlem World, The Movement, which came out in 98.
Oh, they from Harlem then?
Fucking know, I can't find nothing. I can't find a wiki on these motherfuckers.
They did have a Harlem type flow, so that makes sense.
But they just made an appearance on it, so it's a special appearance by them.
Cool. Anyways, you know, I guess I don't know, whatever.
Because you know it's bad when you can't click. You know how the names get highlighted?
Yeah.
They named it and it ain't highlighted, so you can't click on the motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's like on Wikipedia when the name is like highlighted, but it's in red. You got that thing, yeah. And you click on it. It's like there ain't nothing here.
No,
bro. Basically, the link is like saying, "Why you click me? Ain't nothing here." Anyway, so last but not least, we got the intro with Cedric the Entertainer.
Outro.
Sorry, misspoke. Outro.
Yeah.
Not going to say much about it. It's an outro, fitting closing to the album.
Yeah, but he's still the Cedric. So you still never call me, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, still trying to get on the album. And that's the hilarity of it. He's on three tracks on the album, talking about trying to get on the album. that's funny. That's why I like Cedric. He's a funny guy.
I think this is Nelly's best album.
I can't compare because this is the only album I've listened to listen from to beginning like to friend.
Okay.
Yeah. I've listened to others, but not as much as this. So this is definitely my favorite.
This,
but it's unfair.
I had Nellyville. But
see, I can't even remember what songs are on the other album, so I can't.
Nellyville
is with
Dilemma.
Or what else?
Hot in Here. Hot in Here.
Okay.
I wonder if number one is on that too. I am number one.
I can't remember.
And then he did Suit and Tie, I believe, after that.
Yeah, I remember. Which one was Jay's on? What?
Jay's
might have been on Nellyville. Step to My Jay's. Yeah. I think that's on
Is Air Force One's a St. Louis Lunatic song, or is that a Nelly song?
See, that's a good question. I feel like Air Force One's, I feel like that was on a Nelly album.
I can't remember.
Me too.
Purr.
That might have been on Nellyville's too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Man, I shouldn't be talking or looking this stuff up. Hey.
Don't worry about it.
No, wait.
No, we're done. We're done the review with the album. We're good.
Frig, I should remember Nellyville, man. I had it.
All right. Speaking of outros, let's do our outro.
Yeah, Air Force Ones is on Nellyville.
Nellyville? Okay.
Dilemma.
Okay, so
number one
stop
is on
Stop Listening song.
Because isn't that a
I know. I'm saying stop listening because I'm going to go listen to it.
Yeah.
Well, so I compare.
He's ready for his next one that he's going to do is going to be Nellyville.
Nah.
That's funny. All right, well, that's all we got for this episode. I'm John Kizzy, you know Wizzy, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
I'm drunk, the King of Kings.
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
What was it? Shaboing Boing? What was it?
Shaboing Boing.
Anyways, and we're out.
I'm going to talk about
peace.
Deuces.